You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio.
Okay, Al, it's your turn to hit it!
Yee-haw!
Hey, good morning, and welcome, Dave's Corner Garage. How are you a dollar, Steve?
Morning, Dave.
Anything I say good morning, I've got to pay him a buck.
You lose. Already down a dollar. I love that.
Welcome to Dave's Corner Garage, and today we have a lot of stuff that we want to go through. First off, let's remind you that we are on Facebook. If you go to facebook.com/ Dave's Corner Garage, click on that and you can see the show live to air. And as a matter of fact, we get people listening to the show continually. Right after we produce it, it just goes all week. It's amazing how many people actually click into this show.
Well, they could watch it over and over and over and over.
It's the internet, Dave. It's a new thing.
Well, they did this wrong, so I was making a note of it. You know?
Who's in the studio today, Dave?
Jonathan Schlue is with us today. Jonathan is an actual inventor. He invented the car generator. He was on Dragon's Den. He got two dragons, and business is pretty good. Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. Good. Happy to be back.
We're actually going to talk to one of Jonathan's customers who went through Hurricane Dorian, the one that just passed, 3 weeks ago and headed up the East Coast, who ended up in, Nova Scotia?
Yep. New Brunswick and Nova Scotia.
Buys the bills the boat, but that's this time I got power. Okay, well, we're going to talk to...
just kidding.
Little humor there.
Well, guys, we're working on the boat and the power nailer.
There he goes. Quitting. He's a Cape Breton boy. Right? Took him 30 seconds.
We'll be talking to Francine. She was actually using one of his machines, and we're going to see and talk to her about her experiences. We're also going to mention that October the 18th to the 20th, believe it or not, it's car auction day. And Terry Lobson is going to join us. Terry's going to talk about some of the stuff that's already entered into the auction. Next week, we'll start giving away some of these tickets so you folks can join us. The auction, twice a year. This is the time of the year when people finish their projects and want to sell them. Or this is the time of the year people want to buy projects and get them working throughout the winter. So we're going to be talking about that. And if you're on Facebook, you can actually see the machine that Jonathan has. It's about 2.5 feet high. It's in a black box. It's all inside. And you just plug it into your car. You leave it in your trunk till you need it. And if you need power, there you go.
Especially if you're going to go camping heading into Thanksgiving.
Yeah, fall
camping. You know, I know a lot of people have got trailers going up to... Kawarthas up in Parry Sound, just plug it in and boom, do the bird like that.
You know, one thing I did want to mention is the auto show actually had a public, a private event last week on Wednesday, and they were talking about what's coming up at the new auto show, and we're going to mention that today, talking about millennials, cars, and the future of the car business. Lots to talk about. Dave's Corner Garage. Al, take us out.
We're going to have lots of fun today, and we may even find a minute or two to answer a car care question. Yep. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
This is Dave's Corner Garage, and don't forget, as we get ready for gobble gobble time of the year, everybody's going to be, you could lose power. You know, it always happens. If you get a big meal going out, all of a sudden the hydro goes out. So Jonathan can help with that. And we'll take your questions, as Al was saying throughout the hour, about other things with your car. Over to you, Dave.
Alrighty, Jonathan actually was going to describe what the car generator actually is. So let's just start with that.
Okay, so car generator, people always ask, what is car generator? Car generator is a smart new way to think about backup power. Instead of the old school where people would think about, okay, I should probably get backup power. And so they call the electrician and the electrician comes in and then they start adding up your washer and your dryer and your walk-in wine cellar and everything. And they say, you need an 11,000-watt generator, or you need a 7,000-watt generator.
And does that also equate to the dollar number? like the 7,000 watts are going to cost you $7,000.
Well, that's the old-school way of looking at it. People were thinking, oh, I got to rent everything in my house. But the truth is, what you don't hear, the sort of the industry's dirty secret, is the maintenance of that, or 2 years later when you start it at once and then you have to start it again and it doesn't start and you have no power. These are the kinds of hassles that people, or power goes out and you need to get gas cans.
Actually, they have a service that they come out twice a year or something and service this thing. And
yeah.
So there's another expense.
Yeah. If you get one of the permanently installed generators that can run your whole house, you pay about $400 or $500 a year to have a guy come out and change it. It's basically like buying another car that you have to maintain, do oil, you have to do the service on it. Yes. So you're basically buying another car that you never actually drive.
Well, right. And then truthfully, how often does our power go down for an extended length of time?
Yeah.
So like you're saying, to make this financial commitment into something that you may only use every 2 or 3 years for a couple hours, quite a big commitment.
It really is. And I'll tell you honestly, we've had people that already have big generators. A lot of our customers already have 7 or 10,000 watt generators. And they bought this just simply as a backup solution in case that doesn't start. Or in one case, if the husband was out traveling and the power goes off, his wife at home is not going to drag an 8,000 watt generator out of the garage, fill it with gas, run a big cable.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
So she can, in a minute, she can take it. Or if you got a bad back or you're senior, very simple. You can just attach this to your car in a less than a minute, and you got power for days.
Yeah, you've got it set up. There's actually a plug in the car that you just plug it into it. You don't have to hook up to the battery. You just plug to the plug.
There's two kinds. We offer an upgrade kit. So the way that we sell it usually is with booster cables. So you can just take it out of the box, hook it up just like you were jumping a car, and you got power. We have another kit that you can get, a little upgrade kit that basically puts a plug on your car. If you don't want to have to mess around with that, you can just put a really simple plug. So there's no rocket science. You just plug it into that, kind of just like how Tesla does a charging. You just have a simple plug. You plug
it
in.
How long does it run? How long can a car work if you're just plugged in and you get a full tank of gas?
So this is another big surprise. People always think, wow, when my car ran out of gas, if I leave it running for a couple hours. And the truth is that most cars can idle for between 50 to 70 hours on a gas tank. Now, that's gas cars. Diesels, probably even longer. And I'll add an important thing. Car generator works with both gas, diesel, but electric and hybrids as well. So if you have a hybrid, like we had a 2008 Toyota Highlander that we survived 3.5 days in our house with no power, and it just kicked in and kicked out and kept us running. Our furnace ran, our fridges ran.
3.5 days. You didn't have to go drive to the gas station and get gas.
No. And when the power came back on, guess how much gas we'd used? Half a tank.
That's wow,
it.
Really?
Half a tank. So we actually have on our website, www.cargenerator.com, we have under the FAQ, frequently asked questions, people ask how much gas does it use? And it's about the same range as a 1,000 or 3,000 watt, say, Honda generator.
Okay, so here's your next question is, how much?
How much is it? Okay.
How much?
I really like it.
To the low, low price of, it's $695, but
Today
we actually have a special on. We just went on a national website called Digital Trends and cascaded. We got into Yahoo News and Yahoo Tech, and we're actually running a special. So right now it's $100 off, so it's $595, and you get $180 of extra bonus, including furnace.
I got to tell you, it was my birthday. My wife, I always use pencil when I'm working on the show, bought me a pen. A Mont Blanc pen, and that pen was $600.
And it can't power your house.
Yeah. I'm going to take it back.
It does nothing. What's your website, Jonathan?
www.cargenerator.com. Click on the shop now, and that special is only on today. So go click on the website and check it out.
And after the break, we're going to be talking to Francine, who bought one of these, and she needed it, and it worked. So stick
around.
From
the East Coast.
There you go. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage. And don't forget, you can go on watch us on Facebook. And we had a big storm, obviously, 2 weeks ago. And
Dorian.
Big storm. And Al, you want to introduce our next caller?
Yes, we've got Francine on the line. She's just outside of Shediac, New Brunswick. And, you know, it was just Labor Day weekend that the hurricane came. Francine, can you tell us, what was your experience?
Oh, it worked great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the first night we were okay. The next morning when the power still didn't come on, I thought it was time to hook it up. And we did. Called Jonathan just to get a few questions answered. And he answered the phone and he was there to walk us through it. And we're very happy with it.
And what did you keep powered up, Francine?
The fridge. And the TV, and powered up my iPhone and iPad and that.
Oh, so you were as comfort, you were as snug as a bug in a rug.
Oh, it was perfect. We had the wood stove on, so we don't need to use it for the heat because
right.
of the wood
because
stove.
Because of the time of the year. So, now, how many hours was the power actually down that you were using it?
Here it was 18 hours.
18 hours, and you had it plugged into your car?
Yeah, we plugged it in the following day when I called Jonathan, and we let it run for about 3 or 4 hours when the power came on again. But it's not a problem. It's not hard on the vehicle at all, and it doesn't overheat. It's perfect. Everybody's got a car in their yard, so why not use it?
So are you now the East Coast salesperson for car generator?
Not yet.
Jonathan said he'll ship you a truckload if you want to move them, okay? And he'll give you 10 bucks a unit on top of that.
It was really interesting. I was looking at it. Francine, I went back. I think you saw me on Dragon's Den back when we aired. We actually aired October of last year around this time. And yeah. October 4th, and you ordered it. I didn't know you at all. I just shipped it out, and I got a funny story. I was actually that weekend. I was actually away with my cousins at a boys' weekend at the cottage, and we just had a great dinner. We were all going down to the dock to have little drinks at the dock and to watch the sun go down. And I got these call. A couple of people started calling with some questions, and you were one of them. And I was so delighted to actually talk to you, and it was so cool because. You know, you buy these things waiting for an emergency, but it's so amazing when you can actually get a chance to use it. And it's like the first time you actually get to use it. And I was thrilled. It was so nice to hear from you. And I love it.
Francine, it's David. I have a question for you. Are you rural or you live in the city?
I live in the country.
Oh, so you live in rural. You're more rural, right? Okay.
Yep.
Was that what made your mind to buy this thing, or was because if you would live in the city, would you have bought it, or is just because you're in the country?
If I had a house, sure, I would have. If you live in an apartment, it's kind of hard.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Yeah.
That's a long cable you need.
That's right. Right. But sure, if I would have lived in the city too. But normally in the city, the power doesn't seem to go out as long, you know.
Yeah, because the distances aren't as far. That's exactly right, yeah.
And you get into this year, this time of the year when Thanksgiving's coming up, and a lot of people are obviously cooking. They're on the grid, and the grid can only hold so much. So we'll be up for lobster next year, okay? We'll be out there for lobster.
Well, you should be with a truckload of car generators.
Okay.
There you go, it's a deal.
How many lobsters would it take to get pay for a truckload of generators?
I'll fly down there myself and eat the lobsters, and now I'm really hungry.
Francine, thank you so much. Thank you. Very good experience. Thank you.
Okay, maybe Jonathan can call me after.
Sure, thanks, Francine.
I think she wants commission. This really? Is a girl, Francine.
Francine, I just want you to know.
I might be able to help you out. I don't know.
Sure, thank you.
Francine, he's just as cute, you know, in live person without makeup. I just want you to know that, okay?
Tune in on Facebook. You can watch the show. Thanks
actually,
so much.
Actually, taller.
Francine, thank you.
I travel now. I do all the Atlantic provinces.
Oh, that's so cool.
There we go. We got a distributor.
There we go. Go.
East Coast Connection. There we go.
Call Francine at 1-800-CARGENERATOR.com. There you go. Business cards will be on their way. We've got some great calls to take. We welcome yours. And also, coming up next, the Classic Car Auction is coming up in the middle of October, and they have some phenomenal cars coming up. We're going to talk to Terry Lobson right after this. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Don't skedaddle, because Addle come and get you and kick you to Cape Breton. Won't you out? Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. If you're watching on Facebook, don't get dizzy. Al's trying to be a cameraman right now. People are falling everywhere. Francine, by the way, has a fan club, so you better get some business cards ready for her.
Terry Lobson, it's that time again, the time of the year when collector cars are coming back onto the market. It's called the Collector Car Auction. It's at the airport, October the 18th to the 20th. Terry, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I have to hand it to you guys. You guys come up with the fantastic every year.
Oh, I know. So much to talk about. We got a couple private collections this time around from out west. About over 300 cars altogether. About 60 of them, though, at no reserve. So this is a really important for collectors. There's going to be some great value.
This is a real auction because no reserve is a real auction.
Yeah, it goes for whatever... well, till the last person comes down to two people, like every auction, and whoever is the last bid, that's the final bid.
Let's talk about some of these vehicles. A 2006 Ford GT Coupe with 745 miles. This thing sold originally for $150,000.
$150,000,
right? And they're going, what now, $500,000?
Well, some of them getting up, yeah, in Canadian money, yeah, high 200s to over 400,000. You know, like the special edition, the Heritage Edition, and the Gulf Oil colors, the orange and the blue, those are bringing over four. But I think it shows that, you know, the car makers today, and if you look at some of the special edition cars, some of the modern stuff that's coming out, especially the muscle cars, it's a good time to invest in something like that. And who would have known that car would be doubling or tripling in value? And it's probably going to keep going, just like the new ones coming out.
Yeah, the new ones are going for like $1 million.
Well, yeah, if you can get one, yeah. The 2020 is when they're going to start ramping up production a little more. But I guess a base price is $500,000. But again, it depends on how bad two people want it.
Yeah, and that's built here
in Markham too.
Yeah, Multimatic.
Multimatic. Yeah.
Yeah, Multimatic.
Okay. You guys are big shooters. But okay. What if I'm just a guy who wants to get involved in the
Harley? All right, I got a brand new Harley Davidson police cruiser motorcycle still in the box.
Yes.
That's for you, Alan.
One of two. It's an 03 Harley FLH Road King. It's called a Peace Officer Edition. So it has all the higher torque motor on it, special suspension, all the things that the police bikes had. And this fella had ordered actually two of them. We sold one in the spring and found the other one in the warehouse. And it's never been out of the carton. He ordered them that way and left them in the box. So. Just like a G.I. Joe doll, you know, all collectors like stuff in the original box. It's very rare to find a motorcycle in the original.
Now, is something like that you just buy as an investment? Because as soon as you open the box, I think you've lost the money, right?
Yeah, well, I guess it depends. But, you know, it'd be a shame to leave it in the box. But same with a G.I. Joe. How could you not take them out of the box and
just give it a lick?
Bring them in the dirt, you know?
I only licked it once.
There's a lot of cars. I was going to say that there's a lot of things, you know, so there's some great value in a lot of cars, a lot of pre-war cars, 50s, 60s, you know, it's about 100. I think the oldest is 1910 Ford, but you'll see about 100 years of history, and there's something from every decade. So it really, as much as it is an auction, it's also a show as well.
Yeah, and you have a flea market going on there.
Yeah, we got a little swap meet going on. Plus, we have a ton of memorabilia. Which is always nice for decorating your garage. It's all indoors, free parking. But it's really an opportunity to get up close to these cars. A lot of times at car shows, everything's roped off and you can't really get up close to them. But these here, a lot of them, you can go, you know, try them out for size or look, they got the hoods up. You can look underneath them and inspect them. And, so it's really for first timers, it's really a good idea to come early. Or bring somebody with you that knows a little more than you about cars, and there's some great values, and a lot of,
you know,
early Sunday or late on Sunday, early Friday. There's some last minute additions. So
I got a couple of warnings I would wanted to hand out. One, leave your credit card at home. I ended up buying cars that I didn't even know I wanted.
You need a credit card.
You do need a credit card. You have to enter your credit card as a deposit. And I think you have to pay for it within a day or two to pick it up.
Yeah, by Monday at 5 o'clock. It did. Yeah. So, right. Yeah. So it's Friday. Friday starts at noon, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it's really a lot of fun, and it's a great opportunity to see some history and to see, you know, what prices are too. It's kind of a benchmark of, you know, what things are. It's not down in the South when they have the auctions, the big auctions down there on TV. Sometimes the money's a little different than our money up here. But so there's still a lot of great value here buying a car in Canada.
Do we find that a lot of our really excellent cars have sort of wandered down to the U.S. to the Bear Jackson sort of a situation?
Well, yeah, I think so. It's turned it into more of a televised sports game.
Yeah.
So people do, but you got to look at what is, unless if it's a really significant car, you may do a little better than there. But a lot of, but if you figure out your accommodations and travel and getting it down there. And then if you got a reserve and it doesn't sell, it's quite a costly thing to play that game, if you can even get in there. It's something you got to plan for months in advance as well. So the opportunities here in Canada are much better for local buyers. And you see some of the cars that do go down there are Canadian versions
of
which
the
are more rare.
Yeah.
Than,
you know what I noticed?
Those counterparts.
We go down to Bear Jackson actually to West Palm, and we watch that auction and follow it. And I noticed that you see the same cars over and over again. Some of these cars come down there with the hope of being sold, and they don't sell. And now they're trapped in the U.S. and they can't come back, right?
Yeah.
And they just go from auction to auction, and the money piles up as entry fees, and they just don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So this is an expensive game if you want to play that game.
It is. It's a roll of the dice. You know, you can take your chances. But I think the other thing is just with banking and transfer and all that stuff, too, you don't have a border to worry about, you know, here. And there's some, you know, there are some fairly well-to-do folks for the high-end cars, but there's a lot of value. I think this is a mainstream auction in Toronto as opposed to the catalog auction. So mainstream is more cars, but more across the board. So you've got cars from under 10,000 to, you know, hopefully we'll get, you know, maybe see 300,000, 400,000. For the GT. So that's kind of the market range. But I would say the majority of the cars are affordable. There's a lot of late model sports and luxury cars too. You got your Ferrari and Porsche, BMW, Mercedes, a lot of those. And there's some great value.
Talk to me about a brand new Dodge Demon. Brand new.
Oh, yeah. It's a wicked, Challenger. It's an SRT. It's got 20 kilometers on it. The specs on it are incredible. It's like 2.3 seconds.
0 to 60.
It holds, 0 to 60, 2.3. And I think it holds a record for G-forces. It's almost 2 G's at launch.
It was actually banned by the National Stock Car Association for being too fast to run as a production vehicle. So that's going to be at the auction.
Yeah, you can do a few little quick mods on it and get over 200 miles an hour, which 840 horsepower. And also beside that one is the supercharged Hellcat as well, which those two are good examples of what I was talking about earlier about future collectibles, because they're made in smaller numbers. They're mostly, you know, there's a lot of more hand-built or attention to detail. You know, so those are the kind of cars that you want to take care of, and they'll hold their value for a very long time.
So what you're saying is, I'm a collector. I can buy cars for as an investment. I'm a car guy. I love cars, so I'm just coming to see them and talk to the guys who own them. Yeah. I'm a grandfather. I take my kids and I buy them a bunch of toys at the flea market.
Yeah.
And I have nothing to do because the wife said, get out of the house.
So you need to buy that Lamborghini then.
What's your website, Terry, so people can find out more about the auction?
CCPauctions.com, or the easiest thing to do is this, can't remember that, Toronto Classic Car Auction.
Beautiful.
You'll find it. There's only one, and we're it. Spring and fall.
October 18th to 20th, International Center. That's will have you on before the show.
And the collector car auction catalog is on the internet. You can just see all these cars with all their descriptions.
Thanks, Terry.
Right up to it. Okay,
we have got Jonathan Schlew in for the balance of the hour from Car Generator. We've had a couple of people write in on Facebook about some questions. We'll take some questions and calls about Car Generator right after this. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. All yours, Al, so Deb doesn't get angry. Go ahead.
We're back. We've got Jonathan Schlew in the studio, and love surprises. We've got Jonathan Schlew in the studio from Car Generator, and we've got a few more things to talk about.
And we have a call from Tony in Brampton for Jonathan. Tony, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
You know my philosophy, any day I wake up is a good day.
You got that right. And read the obituaries. If my name's not there, then I'm good for the day.
Well, maybe they spelt it wrong. You never know.
That's true.
So what was your question, sir?
Anyway, my question about the generator. You need to have your vehicle idling while the generator is generating?
So that's one of the most common questions people ask. And the answer is the only source of power when the power goes off. The only way to create power is a running gas engine. That's the only way to do it. So whether that's a portable gas generator that smells, that's noisy, that has no filtration, that runs, or whether it's your car engine that runs, the only way to create power when there's none is an engine.
Of course, I understand that. But I thought we had a law or a bylaw about engine idling.
Yeah.
There's a time limit on the engine idling, and I thought it was around 3 to 5 minutes.
Yeah, there sure is. And I'd love to talk to you about that, because that's one of the most common questions people ask. So number one, I'll state that with anti-idling, there is, look at Toronto's bylaws or Vancouver's bylaws, there is what's called exemptions. And I'm just reading from the Vancouver website right now. Idling regulation applies to all vehicles except when, and then it goes on to talk about the vehicle is attached to equipment and the equipment needs power from the engine in order to run. So car generator is a piece of equipment which is attached to the engine, which produces power. So number one, you're exempt from that. Number two. Oh,
hold on a second. I'm not in Vancouver. I'm in the province of Ontario.
No. So if you, absolutely, great question. So in Toronto, I just quoted Vancouver, but if you go on our website, cargenerator.com, in the FAQ section, the frequently asked questions, we quote from the Toronto bylaws. And there, we actually quote from the Toronto bylaws because we're actually in Toronto. But exemption is provided. Basically, it's the same thing. It's worded a little bit differently, but basically, it's exempt if it's being used to operate auxiliary equipment. So it's termed a little bit differently.
So an emergency. You know what,
to make it simple, you can't have your car idling doing nothing.
Exactly.
If your car is idling because it's doing a job,
yep,
which it is in this case, then you're totally fine.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And number one. Number two, in all the anti-idling things, an emergency, there's a clause in exemption. It says vehicles participating in an emergency situation are exempt. So okay. A power outage, you know, you can argue it either way, but basically that's the second thing.
I think they brought that up because the buses used to idle for hours outside the hotel.
They
stink the place up.
And
I thought it was because of climate control.
It is. And we'll talk about that for a second. That's the third thing, which is really important just from a purely pollution standpoint. If you start a gas generator, if you've started one or being near one, they smell, they stink, they're noisy, because there's no filtration on them.
You're being polite. They reek.
They're really terrible. Like you go by those hot dog vendors and they've got a gas generator at the back and it smells. And there's a reason they got them out the back, because they stink.
Right.
And the reason is because there's absolutely no filtration. Whereas your car has about $10,000 worth of pollution control, emission control, and everything on it.
Right.
So that's the third thing that's really important, is just purely from doing what's right, running your car is far superior to running an unfiltered. It's like if your neighbor went outside and started their lawnmower and left it running for 24 hours, you probably would not be very happy. But that's essentially what a generator is. And the fourth thing that I'll add, we've got a standing offer right now. We said of the hundreds of these we've sold across the country, both in the US and Canada, not one of our customers have ever gotten a ticket. So we've actually offered, if you are the first person that actually gets a ticket for running a car generator, we will pay for the ticket or for your legal defense or for both. But it's not happened and it probably never will.
Okay, so, good to know.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Okay, just want to quickly change the subject for 1 minute. Nissan has just announced they are recalling 1.36 million cars. This is one of the biggest recalls they've ever had, and it has to do with the rear view camera. Apparently, the rear view camera doesn't meet specifications in countries all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? They bought so many of these cameras, and now they got to recall them all. So there's a recall on almost everything that Nissan makes. So you're probably going to get a letter in the mail asking you to go to your local Nissan dealer and have this attended to. It goes all the way from Canada, United States, South Korea, and even Israel is affected. And the second thing I wanted to mention was General Motors has a recall. You know, the Chevy Trax, that's the one that's made in Korea. The one that they sell as a Buick Encore or something like that. It's a little compact SUV. Well, the lower control arms are or could break due to poor welds. I should say that again. Lower control arms could break due to poor welds. So Transport Canada has recognized the problem and has asked you to contact your dealer. 14,000 vehicles from models 2015 to 2018 are affected. So if you own one of those cars, it would be nice if you see your wheel going left and you're going right because your lower control arm fails. So get that into your local dealer. Recalls are not a bad thing. They're a product update. And I always recommend that manufacturers that have recalls are doing the right thing because it's better to fix it before it busts. We'll be right back. Dave's Corner Garage. And when we come back, we have some questions and send out a bit more information.
All right, we're back. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We've got Jonathan Schlue from Car Generator in studio today. And we're talking about different things about the Car Generator. Of course, it's quick and easy to install. The cost is very little. And all you do is you plug it into your car, which everybody on the listening to the show obviously has a car and could be a truck, could be any gas engine or diesel, correct?
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Now, people are concerned about leaving their car idle. We've touched upon the fact that it's no problem leaving it legally because this is an emergency type of situation. You're not just, you know, waiting for the girlfriend out in the parking lot listening to the radio. This is an emergency. And as far as the car goes, doesn't bother the car.
No. That's one of the things people always ask, is it bad for the car? Well, you know what? The way to look at it is if you zoom back and you think about the 10,000 hours or how many hours it is that you run a typical vehicle, if you let it run for, you know, a couple hours here, a couple hours there, it's no problem. And the other, actually, we were doing a seminar at one point and one of the people in the audience works for a funeral company. And they actually said they go out, start their cars in the morning and they run all day long. They don't shut them off because it's got to be climate controlled. You think about mobile professionals. I sit in my car at work. We're in the States. We go in to have lunch. Well, we've got two dogs. We leave the car running. I'm sorry about that. But, you know, you can't bring them in the restaurant and it's 100 degrees outside. So we leave the car idling and we actually go inside and we eat. So idling with no purpose is very bad. Idling with a purpose, whether you're actually cooling or doing something, is important. And I'll just, again, mention that if you were using a hybrid or an electric car, even better. So you've got no emissions. You've got a 40 kilowatt hour or even more. You've got lots of power in there. So you've got no emissions in that case at all. So
interesting stuff. You know, we were, this week, the auto show was having a, I guess, like a press release event.
Marketing presentation.
Yeah. And they were talking about millennials. Millennials, up to now, everybody was thinking millennials that will not buy cars. Turns out they're just buying cars later in life than we were. And as they get older, they need a car as much as we needed a car when we were their age. So the bottom line is the auto show is going to be pushing more towards the younger generation. They call it the Z generation. And the auto show, by the way, this year will be in February the 14th to the 23rd. We're going to be there with our town hall. All our sponsors will be there, our partners, and we'll be doing our show from there too. It's going to be interesting. Auto show, it goes so fast. Auto show, auction, Thanksgiving, pumpkins. I got to go and buy some pumpkins.
John, you want to talk about the promotion you got on for this day only?
Yes, for this day only. So we've actually put a special promotion in place for today. It's $100 off the regular price and you get $180 in bonus items. That's a power meter, 3-year extended warranty, a furnace plug kit. And, you have to go to www.cargenerator.com and it's $595, including free shipping, extended warranty, everything. So $595 plus tax, and make sure that you get your order in today because that is a special. The normal price is $695. And that's
plus,
a special.
Plus.
Yeah, plus the other things. So go today and click on that and do that. So,
and one of the bonuses was, of course, is you can get the plug that so you don't have to think about where's the battery and does black go to black or red go to red. It's a quick connect.
Yeah, if you want that plug, just go ahead and buy the regular unit and then contact us afterwards and we'll tell you about the upgrade. The upgrade's $100 extra for that quick connect plug.
I could just see it at our house. Where's the car? Your son has it.
Well, you know what? With all the new design of cars, you open up the hood, and a lot of times you can't see where the battery or anything.
It's under the seat.
Yeah.
Or it's a Chrysler's under the bumper.
So the other thing I was going to mention is that people use this half in rural and also in the city. Because in the city, you don't have room to store a generator. So
Alrighty, if you hear that music, that means the show is coming to an end. Aww. We want to thank you for joining us at Jonathan Schlue. It is cargenerator.com.
Yep.
And if what would they push CA? What happens?
No, it'll all go. It'll
everything
just
goes
Google
to Cargen. All right, it's actually a unique product. The more I listen to it, the more I'm going to get one. I'll buy two because I don't even know where my car is.
People actually do that. They say, I've got two cars. I want to run double the amount of things. So absolutely, you can do that. And now get it on sale is the best time.
Okay, Alan, thank you for joining us. Have a nice weekend. Bye.
This is great music. I love this.
Get your teeth in, baby. What?
My teeth fell out.
When I leave here, I keep listening to this music. I love it.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.